This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, hey there. What are you doing?
God,
I was just I was showing BJ something and he goes, can I ask you something? And I go, yeah, why? He goes, why is there somebody texting you called Magic Pumper?
That's a legit question, folks. When it shows up, you're looking at somebody's phone, it says Magic Pumper. It's a real legit question to say, can I ask the explanation?
Let
for
me
this?
Explain it though. And I was like, it goes maybe I don't want to know, but it's the so when you blow up a paddleboard, it's really, really hard to blow up a paddleboard. So you need a machine at the very end to make it really hard. Wait, what? And it's called the Magic Pumper.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've seen them in magazines. You can order them.
No, it's a real thing.
They're in the back of magazines.
No, it's a Magic Pumper. You can look it up on Amazon. It's a real thing. It blows
up
paddleboard.
Be careful how you look up the Magic Pumper, though. You can get more than you bargained for.
Not on Amazon.
Yeah.
Does Amazon sell stuff that's bad? Like, you know, adult stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. Well, anyway, let's hear. Talking about this here, talk about who the Magic Pumper is. That is Joe Biden's son.
Dude.
Hunter.
He's denying it, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yep. So if you don't know the story, which is still creepy to me, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, after his brother died, Hunter hooked up with his brother's what do you call that when they die?
Widow.
Widow, yeah. Widow, which we all were like, what? Because that's creepy, right?
I mean, you got to figure they were probably hooking up before that.
I know.
You know, I mean, probably. I mean, because it happened so quickly after the brother died.
Well, now there's another woman who says, hey, I'm having your baby. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has denied a claim he fathered a child with an Arkansas woman while he was living with his late brother, Beau's widow. Jeez.
Now, they're saying also there's DNA proof out there.
Well, she's filed a petition for paternity and child support, so he'll need to take a swab, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this lady is telling the truth. I fully believe that.
Yeah,
because they didn't deny it in the beginning.
And why would you just pick out that guy?
Exactly.
You know, like all the people. Right. If you're going to lie about who you... Yeah. Anyway, former college basketball player. Her name is London Roberts. Ooh, that sounds like a sexy name.
London.
London Roberts. Mm-mm. Filed a petition for paternity and child support in Arkansas. Alleging that Hunter Biden was the biological father of her one-year-old. In a brief answer to the suit, Hunter said, nope. That's not my baby, and I want the case thrown out, so...
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is crazy because, I mean, again, back to him literally hooking up with his brother's widow. That is just bizarre.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I mean, if you marry her, they're not married, though, are they?
No, they didn't get married.
Yeah, because if you did, all of a sudden you go from being uncle to stepdad with the kids.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, Dad. I mean, Uncle. I mean, Dad. I mean, Uncle.
This is the guy that, Hunter is the guy that Joe never talks about.
Yeah, he never brings him up. No,
no, he doesn't.
I don't think so. Well, and this girl is also saying that while he was living with you know, that chick, that's when they hooked up. So he's just out there.
Yeah.
Prowler.
Well, the guy, you know, it's rumored... and pretty well confirmed. I mean, he's got a big drug problem, too.
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense. Kanye West got the police called on him. I guess those big structures, in case you didn't know, in Calabasas, he's building these big dome things where he wants homeless people to live or something. I don't know. It's Kanye West. Well, anyway, he's building these big domes. And the dealio is that he never had building permits for him.
Yeah, I think you got to ask.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure.
No matter if it's out in the middle of nowhere, which Calabasas, I guess there's land out there that's pretty much remote. But you still got to ask.
You got to ask. Well, now he has to get building permits for him by September 15th, or he has to tear down all that hard work.
Yeah.
And then the neighbors, they all called the police on him because they said, it's too loud.
Yeah. I got a feeling he's not going to get the permits.
I know. I agree.
Because all the neighbors, they're gonna try to block this. Because if he gets the permits, these things get to stay.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're hideous looking.
Miss Nevada, what happened? She's not Miss Nevada anymore? What happened to Miss Nevada?
I have no idea.
Well, all right. Well, I guess she explains. Number two.
So as of Sunday, August 18th, I was officially disqualified from competing in the Ms. America pageant for 2019. This comes after many emails of the coordinators emailing me.
Miss Nevada did not pass gas.
I sneezed. Okay?
That was a sneeze.
I was trying to hold it in.
She was trying to suppress it, so it came out like a... And it sounded like Miss Nevada had a little toot-toot. That was not... That was Jamie, okay?
Sorry. I didn't have toot-toot. You know, I had a repressed sneeze. Woo.
The wheels fall off of this show every day at this time.
I know.
This show is 1 hour too long.
What is wrong with it?
Back to Miss Nevada. Okay.
So as of Sunday, August 18th, I was officially disqualified from competing in the Ms. Jamie. America pageant for 2019. This comes after many emails of the coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. When I would reply back and ask what I could do or anything else, their basic answer was to delete everything on my page. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer. So, for those of you who don't know, the pageant's actually this Saturday. So, that means everything's been paid for. Everything's been done. All the sponsor money has been collected. And now I don't get to compete.
You've been booted because you can't tell a story. You're boring. So they're saying, hey, get the hell out of here. You're killing all of us.
Woo!
My gosh, I'm glad she's out.
That is a long one, isn't it?
Huh, I don't even know why. I heard that and I still don't know why.
I don't get it. Well, yeah, I agree with
it's
you.
It's something to do with content, but she never really explains it.
Was she like sexy timing? I mean, was it like booby shots?
I think it's more her political.
Oh,
views.
It's political? Oh.
That's what I think it
I
is.
I thought it was like, hey, my boobies are there. And there's like, hey.
No. She can't explain it, though.
Well, that's true. Anyway. Larry King's wife, Sean King, she's blindsided by his divorce petition. He's 85 years old. They've been married 22 years. They have two kids. And I guess she's devastated because all of a sudden at 85, I want a divorce. I want to get some strange.
Sean. A divorce. It's coming. Hello. That Larry King.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you what, if you're flipping through the channels and you ever see a Los Angeles Dodgers baseball game on, and it's at Dodger Stadium, okay? That's the key. It's got to be at Dodger Stadium. Watch it and look right behind the umpire and you'll see Larry King.
He literally is sleeping. Behind the home plate.
He does.
Yeah.
I swear. They should give the guy a pillow. I mean, he literally is sleeping. They zoom in on him sometimes, yeah. And he's asleep.
It's
during
really,
the game.
It's really weird.
So almost every game at Dodger Stadium.
As I look at our Texnado 51059, everybody's obsessing with, did she say officially? Can you play it again? Not the whole thing. Not the whole thing, just where she says officially.
I can't because it's in this system. It's got to play the whole thing.
Well, no, I mean, you can stop it, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, here we go.
So as of Sunday, August 18th, I was officially
disqualified.
Officially, yeah.
Officially. I don't know why they
instead
all...
Instead of officially.
Yeah, or just officially.
Officially.
Yeah. She said officially.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody on text nailed.
That's another reason she should be out of there.
Officially. All right, Katie Holmes. Now, we told you yesterday that her and Jamie Foxx broke up after 6 years, even though we thought that they were already broken up. But they say that she put her foot down and said, you know what? You do not respect me. You are with hookers all over the place.
Yeah, and
I mean,
Jamie,
not hookers, but.
And Jamie had to hit the road.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take him long to rebound.
Dude, this is exactly what we're talking about earlier this morning, right? 6 years, Katie Holmes with Jamie Foxx. They named it officially yesterday. We're done. We've gone our separate ways. We wish each other well. Boom. Last night, he's with a girl that is a year younger than his own daughter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that Jamie.
May, oh, 4 years younger. I'm so sorry. It's 4 years younger than his daughter. Holy crap.
That's a little bizarre.
Your phone's ringing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's a scam likely.
Oh, it is scam likely. I love that guy.
Yeah, scam likely?
I call him my boyfriend.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Anyway, 4 years younger than his own daughter. And I don't know. Is she, did you see what she looks like?
Yeah, she's a hottie.
She looks like a hooker. Her boobs are hanging out. Her dress is like up to her coochie.
Like I said. She's a hottie.
It's crazy. You're not okay. Heather Locklear has checked back into rehab to avoid jail time in her battery case. The Melrose Place actress was court ordered to enter a facility after she pleaded no contest to 8 misdemeanor charges of battery and resisting officers. If you remember, she beat up that EMT guy.
Yeah.
She's crazy. Anyway, she's in a 30-day treatment. And here's the only thing that worries me, because it's not, she didn't want it herself. She was ordered it.
Yeah.
She's going to be back up.
Is she the one that's married to that guy, or at least the live-in boyfriend that's just out of control, too?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I keep getting all those former supermodels all mixed up.
Yeah, I think he is.
I keep Cheryl Teague and all these people all mixed. Yeah, he's the guy that's really bad news for her, right?
And they want her away from him because he doesn't help her problem.
She keeps running back to him.
Well, isn't that what, like, addicts do? They hook up with addicts?
Yep.
Haven't we seen those two... the parents, the heroin addicts, and they're both passed out, and their little kids in the back.
That's so true.
It's so awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And then finally, this is the big thing that's gone viral. Should you put black pepper in your washing machine?
What? Why?
I guess people are putting black pepper in their washing machines to help prevent their clothes from fading. It's gone viral. People are saying adding a teaspoon of black ground pepper to your laundry detergent prevents colors from fading in the wash. And then it all went viral. Does it work? Does it not work?
Does it work? Does it?
They say, apparently, experts say using pepper may be the best idea because, let's see here. She added, wear and tear will fade in the color no matter what. Oh, wait. She's saying no. Somebody says, yes, it gently exfoliates and scrubs away the soap residue. That's apparently what causes the fading in the first place.
Hmm. I have a laundry secret. I do.
Oh, okay.
I do have a laundry secret.
Oh, I almost called you a name.
Yeah, you can tell I'm the man of the household, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so when you do the laundry, if you really want the bright colors or the whites to be really white, I take, and I read this online, you know that that soap that's really strong called Lava?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know Lava.
Take that, put some shavings of that in the washer, as well as the other detergent you use. Put some shavings of that.
And
just shave it off with a knife. And put it in there, and it is amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. And I know it's body soap, but it works great. It's strong stuff.
Do you have any other tips, Miss Homemaker? I'm just wondering, do you? Don't stare at me. I'm asking you. That was a great tip. You said it's amazing. I'm just, anything else?
Are you done? Are you done?
I am done. There you go. Tablet trash. Anything?
No, I don't have anything else for you. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.